Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Today we're diving into one of the most powerful thinking tools in computer science, problem decomposition. If you're studying at Excel, GCSE computer science, this is a topic that comes up again and again, not just in the exam, but in real programming too. So what exactly is problem decomposition? Well, imagine you're trying to build a house. You wouldn't just start throwing bricks together randomly, would you? No, you'd break it down. First the foundation, then the walls, then the roof, the plumbing, the electrics. Each part is a separate task, and together they create the whole. That's decomposition in action. In computing, decomposition means taking a big, complex problem and breaking it into smaller, more manageable subproblems. Each subproblem can be tackled individually, often by different people or at different times. It's one of the three pillars of computational thinking, alongside abstraction and algorithmic thinking. And examiners absolutely love testing it. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Let's get into the detail. When you decompose a problem, you're essentially creating a hierarchy. At the top, you have your main problem. Let's say, create a login system for a website. That's pretty broad, right? So we break it down. First level of decomposition might give us three subproblems. Get user input, validate credentials, and display appropriate message. Already, that's much clearer. But we can go further. Validate credentials could break down into check username exists in database, check password matches, and handle incorrect attempts. Now we're at the level of individual tasks that could each become a function or procedure in your code. This is crucial for the exam. When a question asks you to decompose a scenario, examiners want to see specific functional subproblems, not vague statements like write the code or test the program. They want things like validate email format, calculate total cost including VAT, or display error message if input is invalid. Each one should be a distinct, solvable task. Now, why does decomposition matter so much? Four big reasons, and you need to know these for your exam. First, team development. In the real world, software is built by teams. Decomposition allows different programmers to work on different modules at the same time. One person codes the user interface, another handles the database, another writes the validation functions. It's parallel development, and it's far more efficient than one person doing everything sequentially. Second, easier testing. When you've broken your program into separate modules or subroutines, you can test each one individually. This is called unit testing. If something goes wrong, you know exactly which module has the bug. Compare that to a monolithic program, one massive block of code where a single error could be hiding anywhere. Decomposition makes debugging so much faster. Third, reusable modules. Once you've written a function to validate an email address, you can use that same function in multiple places, in this program, in future programs, even share it with other developers. You're building a library of tested, reliable components that saves time and reduces errors. Fourth, simpler maintenance. Software needs updating. Requirements change, bugs get fixed, new features get added. If your program is decomposed into clear modules, you can update one part without breaking the rest. It's like replacing a faulty light switch. You don't need to rewire the whole house. Here's a key point for the exam. Always link decomposition to subroutines or modules. Examiners give credit when you explicitly say something like, each subproblem identified through decomposition can be implemented as a separate function, making the code more modular and maintainable. That's the kind of technical accuracy that earns you top marks. Let me give you a worked example. Imagine the question says, a school needs a system to record student attendance. Decompose this problem into subproblems. A weak answer might say, get data, process data, output data. That's too vague. You'd get maybe one mark. A strong answer would say, subproblem 1, input student ID and date. Subproblem 2, check student ID exists in database. Subproblem 3, record attendance status as present, absent, or late. Subproblem 4, calculate attendance percentage for the term. Subproblem 5, generate report for teachers showing attendance trends. Now that's specific, functional, and would earn full marks. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Let's talk about what trips students up. The biggest mistake, confusing decomposition with abstraction. They're related, but different. Decomposition is about breaking a problem into parts. Abstraction is about removing unnecessary detail to focus on what's important. If you remove details when you should be breaking things into parts, you'll lose marks. Another common error. listing steps in the order they happen rather than identifying functional components. Decomposition isn't the same as writing an algorithm. An algorithm is a sequence. Do this, then this, then this. Decomposition is structural. Here are the separate parts of the system. For timing, decomposition questions are usually worth between 2 and 6 marks. Use the 1 minute per mark rule. A 4-mark question should take about 4 to 5 minutes. Don't rush, but don't overthink it either. Pay close attention to command words. If the question says state, one way decomposition helps, you just need a brief fact. It allows team members to work on different modules simultaneously. If it says explain, you need to say why. It allows team members to work on different modules simultaneously because each subproblem can be developed independently, speeding up the overall development process. And here's a pro tip. When you're asked to decompose a scenario, use a structure diagram or clear bullet points. Visual hierarchy helps examiners see your thinking and often picks up AO2 application marks. Quickfire, recall, quiz, 1 minute. Right, let's test your recall. I'll give you a few seconds after each question. 1. What does problem decomposition mean? Breaking a complex problem into smaller, manageable subproblems. 2. Name 2 benefits of decomposition. Any 2 from team development, easier testing, reusable modules, simpler maintenance. 3. True or false, decomposition and abstraction are the same thing. False. Decomposition breaks problems into parts. Abstraction removes unnecessary detail. 4. When decomposing a problem, should your subproblems be vague or specific? Specific. Each should be a distinct, solvable task. 5. How should each subproblem be implemented in code? As a separate subroutine, function, or module. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, go back and review the core concepts section. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. All right, let's wrap up. Problem decomposition is about taking complexity and making it manageable. You break big problems into smaller subproblems, each of which can be solved individually. This makes development faster, testing easier, code more reusable, and maintenance simpler. In the exam, be specific. Identify functional subproblems that could each become a subroutine. Link decomposition to modularity. Watch out for command words and don't confuse it with abstraction. This is a topic that will serve you well beyond GCSE. Whether you're writing a Python program for coursework or designing a mobile app in the future, decomposition is how professional developers think. Thanks so much for listening. Best of luck with your revision. And remember, break it down, solve it step by step, and you'll succeed. See you next time.